Good morning. Welcome in. It's 6 o'clock. It's time for prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. Thank you for joining me this morning. It is a precious, wonderful thing to have friends. And you are among my friends. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, the thing called a call to service, it's real. It's real. Not only is it real, it still is in operation today. God calls into his service those whom he wants to use. And guess what? His call is a blessing. It's a blessing. And it will bless you for all your life if you give in, if you surrender, if you acquiesce to the call of God. Not everybody goes on more foreign mission fields. Not everybody goes on mission fields at home. Not everybody preaches. Not everybody teaches. It's what Paul was talking about when he said there are different gifts. And indeed there are. There are some who have the gift of being a giver, and there's some who have a gift of being a missionary, and some who have a gift of being a preacher and a pastor or a prayer warrior. I remember one lady in one of our churches many years ago, she would go down to the basement, go inside the furnace room, close the door, and pray. Just hide away before the service would start, and then come into the service. You'd never know that she'd been praying except for the glow on her face. She'd been with Jesus. It was exciting to see that. And she's gone on to glory, so she gets to see him face to face now. I remember that there's a story about Charles Spurgeon and the men that prayed in his church, in his congregation. And they would gather together in the furnace room, in the boiler room of that big church. And that's where they would gather because they wanted to be on fire. They wanted to produce the heat and light that was needed. And so they would go there and pray. It was a good place to get away. Nobody would bother them. And they would pray there. I remember the late Ian Paisley. I was his bodyguard once upon a time. Can you believe that? That was a long time ago. I can't guard my own body these days, but I did in those days. I was his bodyguard, and he had come to the United States to preach over in Kingsport at Cedar View Independent Methodist Church, and I was asked to be his lookout, to be his bodyguard, to watch out and make sure nobody was going to shoot him. And so I did that. I did that for a couple of days. I got him at the airport, took him back to the airport, and watched after him. I remember standing outside Pastor Jim Field's office door, and Brother Paisley had gone inside to be by himself, and he was in there reading the Word and then praying. And he prayed for about an hour, and it was louder than his preaching. I'd never seen or heard anything quite like it, but he prayed and prayed and got a hold of the throne of God. Wow! And he was praying for people to surrender to the service of the Lord. Wow! How about it, you know? The service might be prayer. The service might be preaching. I remember a mission trip that I went on with several hundred folks years ago from the Tri-Cities. We had 27 on that trip. And my job was to be the guy that prayed before, after, and during the meetings. That was my job. My job was to be that at least one person praying for the meeting, the preaching, the service of the Word, the presentation of the Word, during our mission endeavor. I'm sure there were others praying, but my job specifically was to pray. It wasn't to preach. Oh, I preached. I passed out literature. I got to speak to crowds. I did all of that, but that was not my main job. My main focus was to pray. And so for 3 weeks, I was the prayer guy. Wow! Oh, the Lord has blessed me. Oh, that was wonderful. That was so great to be able to do that, to be a part of God's work. And that's what God wants. He wants us to be a part of his work. It doesn't have to be anything big. It can be the smallest of the small, but it's important. My mother-in-law, what was her gift? She cooked for missionaries that would come through. She provided a bedroom for them so they could have a place to stay. She provided various handcrafted gifts for people in need. That was her gift. That's what she did. And God blessed her. Wow, what a wonderful memory she leaves in my heart and mind, even as I think of Mae Reynolds. Wow. Here's Psalm 119:4. Got to get to the word before we end today. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Psalm 119:4. There are three reasons that we should keep the commandments of the Lord with diligence. First, because our adversary, the devil, that seeks to snare us by the transgressions of them, is diligent in tempting, for he goes about night and day seeking to devour us. So we need to be diligent. Next, because we ourselves are weak and infirm, by the greater diligence have we need to take heed to ourselves. Third, because of the great loss we sustain by every victory that Satan gets over us, we find by experience that as a wound is sooner made than it is healed, so guiltiness of conscience is easily contracted, but not easily done away with. So we need to be diligent in the word. Hallelujah. Good message for the day. Let's go to prayer. Father, we thank you for your wonderful love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For it is by grace through faith that we're saved, not of works, lest any man should boast. We thank you for what you've got in store for us today. Help us to acquit ourselves as mature saints of God as we go about doing the work that you've prepared for us to do today. Now, Father, we ask for your provision for WHCB and for each of us, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.